Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A South Korean official said today Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Sunday's flight came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as a self-defense against the United States. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party has warned its members that it is the prerogative of incumbent President Edgar Lungu to choose his vice presidential running mate before the August 11 elections. Party warned members not to engage in acts that could divide it. Father Frank Bulaya, deputy spokesperson for the Patriotic Front, spoke with VOA.
The problem we have is that some of the people who are lobbying to be nominated as running mate are doing it in a manner that is exposing notorious appetite for power, that is exposing greed and thirsty for power in a manner that makes us fear that such characters would be a danger working as vice president to our beloved president.
Some of the aspiring Patriotic Front candidates have threatened to quit the party if they're not chosen. Human Rights Watch has accused Yemen Shiite Houthi rebels of arbitrarily detaining and forcibly disappearing dozens of people in the capital Sana'a. Houthi rebels seized Sana'a and Aden in September of 2014. In response, the Saudi government launched coalition airstrikes that have since pushed rebels out of Aden. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Saudi Arabia has chosen between supporting extremists and promoting sectarian hatred or being a constructive player in promoting stability in the Middle East. In an opinion article in Monday's New York Times newspaper, Zarif criticizes Saudi opposition to the nuclear deal Iran struck with world powers, as well as Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen, attacks against the Iranian diplomatic facilities, and the stampede at last year's Hajj that killed hundreds of Iranians. Past year has brought an increase in tension between Iran and Saudi Arabia, two regional powers that stand on opposite sides of the conflicts in Yemen and Syria. An emergency Arab League session Sunday. Senior officials there condemned Iran for allegedly meddling in Arab affairs. Meantime, foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council are expressing their support for Saudi Arabia and its diplomatic dispute with Iran. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said his country, which cut ties with Iran recently, will be considering taking further measures. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arabia's recent execution of a leading Shiite cleric. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials. Participants are tasked to set the stage and determine dates for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban to end years of hostilities in Afghanistan. It is reported there is widespread skepticism about whether the Taliban is ready to give up violence and reengage in a peaceful dialogue with the Afghan government. Without naming Pakistan, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said, "This time we have received assurances that forces and other means will be used against non-reconcilable Taliban militants." Taliban officials have not made it clear. They have not stated whether the group is ready to come to the table for talks. The official Twitter account for singer David Bowie reports today that Bowie has died after an 18-month battle with cancer. The tweet said Bowie died peacefully, surrounded by his family. Who's in the best-selling show? Is there life on Mars? The British rock legend has turned 69. That was on Friday, which coincided with the release of his latest album, his 20th studio album, 25th called Black Star.
That's the latest world news from VOA.